Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is, what is today? Wednesday, that's right. Wednesday, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, wow. Wednesday, April the 1st of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. Well, as always, my brother, as always, my sister, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we are continuing with part two. Part two of the show that we started yesterday, we should be able to wrap it up. I wasn't going to try to, you know, drag this out and hit on some key points, but I think we got bigger fish to fry. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up today. Again, we'll bring this message to a close. Hopefully you've been oscillating and vibrating on part one. So again, yesterday we talked about part one, the dark side of leadership or the dark side of giftedness. And we went through that yesterday. So today we want to continue with part two. We went through the four different leadership styles or types of leaders that can be exhibited. I shouldn't say styles, but behavioral styles or traits that can be exhibited. So we talked about that yesterday. We spent some time with that on yesterday, so we won't go over part one. Hopefully you had an opportunity to listen to Identifying and Overcoming the Dark Side of Giftedness, part one. Today we want to move on. We want to move on, brothers and sisters, and we want to focus on the five, again, dysfunctional leaders. So if you refuse to identify your particular way by which you express, expose, and expand yourself, then you're not taking ownership of your purpose or your gift. So what you do with your gift is your true expression. Brothers and sisters, there's many ways to express your gift. The most important thing that we need to underover and understand today is that we all have a gift, and that's what we call leadership. So leadership, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to underover and understand that as a leader, you are a relator, you are a thinker, You are a director, or you are a socializer. Those are four of the plethora of types of leadership styles. And when we look at those four, if you don't identify with one of those four leadership styles, then that leads to a deeper issue, which means that you are suffering from one of the three types of ways by which we deny the dark side of giftedness. And if you have pride, or if you have selfishness, or if you have a delusional, arrogant mentality, then you have wrong motives. Those three things, again, activate the dysfunction. So the dysfunction that is exhibited in most leadership today, especially in the area of Christendom or a lot of religious beliefs, there are a lot of people who exhibit a particular disposition or mentality. Now, this disposition or this mentality that people exhibit, again, is manifested in one of these five ways. Now, when we look at the five ways by which leadership is manifested on the dark side, when we talk about the dark side of giftedness, we must understand that everybody has unmet needs. These needs that go unmet over time produces problems. So when we look at your unmet need, the question is, what need do you have that is not being met? At least that is perceived. As a leader, again, we're talking about leaders. You are a leader. There are no such thing as followers. We are all leaders. We are all little G's. We are all a mini of the micro. We are a microcosm of the macrocosm. So what needs do you have that are not being met? Now, when we talk about needs from Maslow's hierarchy or theory, there's only basically five, four needs. There's physical needs. You know, there's safety. There's the need for love. There's the need for having some kind of an internal clock or identity or self-esteem. And then there's the need to actually be heard or express yourself. So when we talk about Maslow's hierarchy or theory, we see that there are five different types of needs that we all have that needs to be expressed. And so if we first don't address the individual needs, those needs go unmet. Whenever your basic needs go unmet, that allows you to function dysfunctionally, because now instead of a leader who is giving, you are a leader that is taking. So to overcome the dark side of giftedness, to overcome the dark side of leadership, you got to make sure that your basic needs are being met. The need, again, for shelter, for clothing, for food, physical needs, number one. You have to make sure, as a leader, before I can lead you, I have to lead myself. I got to make sure that my physical needs are being met. Number two, I got to make sure that I'm safe. I got to feel safe and secure in my own person, in my own brain. Number three, I got to feel love. I can't give love unless I have it. I have to be love. I have to love myself. Number four, esteem. Self-esteem is different from self-love. Let me say that again. Self-esteem is the perception, the image that you see. When you look in the mirror, how do you see yourself? If you see yourself as being flawed, you will see others as being flawed. And so self-esteem, my brothers and sisters, is the under, over, and understanding that we as individuals must be able to see ourselves in a light or in a manner or in a way, so that way we don't project that flaw onto others and become one of the five types of dysfunctional leaders. Now, the next thing that we have to look at is the actualization. Self-actualization simply means self-expression. You have to have the ability to express, expose, and expand yourself. Everybody wants to be loved, valued, and respected. So if you feel, whether it's reality or not, if you feel, whether it's reality or not, if you feel like you are not being loved, valued, or respected, you will not be able to love, value, or respect anyone else. As a leader, you are a taker whenever your five needs are not being met. So as a leader, you should be a self-containing, standing, a single standing column of wave form energy. As a leader, you should be a single standing column of wave form energy. Self-sufficient. You should be a self-sustaining, oscillating system. If you are not, you got to take energy from somebody else. That means that you are operating in the negative. In other words, you are the anti. Instead of the pro, you are the anti or the con. And so as a leader, you have to make sure that your five needs are being met, and you got to make them. That means you got to take care of your own physical needs. You got to take care of your own safety. You got to take care of your own love. You got to take care of your own self-image, and you got to take care of your own self-expression. Once you do that, now you are ready to move on, because now you don't live at your lowest level of unmet needs. Everybody cannot go higher. You cannot move higher until your needs are met. Let me say that again. You cannot go higher until your needs are met. We're talking about consciousness. We're talking about your vibrational state. You want to have a wealth consciousness. You cannot go higher mentally until you basically take care of yourself physically. Now, your mental takes care of the physical, and the physical allows the mental to go to the next level. The dark side of leadership is when a leader is not taking care of himself mentally or physically. Therefore, he takes from somebody else. A leader becomes a taker. Whenever the leader has unmet needs, you only can vibrate at the lowest level of your unmet need. You, my brothers and sisters, are conscious of the itch that needs to be scratched. So there are five itches that needs to be scratched. The lowest itch is physical needs. You scratch it. You're satisfied. You got food in your stomach. You got a place to live. You got transportation. Your basic needs are being met. Let's scratch another itch. The next itch, safety. Do you live in a bad neighborhood where you don't feel safe? Does your mind trip when you hear little voices and you don't feel safe? Are you married to someone who physically abuses you and you don't feel safe? You got to scratch that itch. You can't go to a bigger itch until you scratch a lower itch. As a leader, you can't assist me with scratching my itch until you scratch your own itch. As a leader, you will manifest yourself negatively until you scratch yourself positively. Let me say it again. As a leader, you are going to you're going to negatively take until you can give. Give and it shall be given unto you. But the problem with leaders is that leaders, and we all are leaders, if you remember part one, those five itches that have to be scratched before you can scratch my itch must be done. If you don't scratch your own physical safety, love, esteem, and expression, if you don't scratch those five itches, what happens is when you try to scratch my itch, you are too busy scratching your own. You can only vibrate at the level where there is no itch. Let me say that again. You can only vibrate at the level. You can only be conscious. You can only be aware. You can only perceive where there is no itch. The five itches, again, that must be scratched before you can even think about scratching somebody else's itch. Physical needs, safety, self-love, self-esteem, self-expression. Until those things are taken care of, brother, you just playing church. And how are you playing church? If you have an unmet need, this is what you're doing. You, brothers and sisters like me and like everyone else, we feel threatened at the level of our need. Let me say it again. I need you. I don't got no money. But you got money. So I feel threatened because you got money and I don't. So I want to con, control, manipulate. I'm going to do five things to get your money out of your pocket into my pocket. Now, you love yourself, but I don't love myself. I look in the mirror, and I'm a short black man. I don't like short black men. Again, this is just hypothetical. But, and now this is actually true for me back in the day. I didn't like the fact that I was short, and I didn't like the fact that I was black. That's a big problem because neither one of those things can I change. And so until I learned how to accept that by identifying it and falling in love with it, I could never help another short black man until I could help myself. And so the problem with leadership is that due to whatever is threatening your level, that consumes all of your interest. You don't have time to assist me with my destructive behavior because you got destructive behavior. So whatever level that you are at is consuming you. So you can't move to a higher level to achieve more. So when you talk, if you got a physical need, you can't talk about safety. Yes, you're too busy trying to find something to eat. Once you get something to eat, you got a place to stay, you got a car to drive. Okay, now, is that place to eat in a safe neighborhood? If not, let's move to another part of town. Okay, we got that done. Okay, now I feel safe. Okay, my mind is a little cray-cray. I got thoughts coming in my head. Until I learn how to manage my thoughts, I can't help you with your thoughts. Once I get that down, okay, I got my thoughts together. I feel safe. Now, do I love myself? I look in the mirror. Oh, man, I'm flawed. So what? We all flawed. Do you love yourself despite your flaws? If not, okay, you're going to stay there. You can't go higher. But that I need to go to esteem. I need to be able to now esteem myself. That means I need to be confident in myself. That means because confidence, again, people follow people who know where they're going, or at least people who act like they know where they're going. People follow people who are confident. That's esteem. So until I get esteem, I can esteem you. Okay? I got the physicals I take care of. I got safety. I got self-love. I got self-esteem. Now I need to express, expose, and expand those four things. If I cannot express, expose, and expand my physical, my safety, my love, and my esteem, okay, I can't go higher to Christ consciousness. I can't be a leader. So all leaders suffer from one of those, they're pigeonholed, either in the physical, the safety, the love, the self-esteem, or the self-actualization, and the self-expression. But if you can, my brother, if you can, my sister, wrap your brain around those five areas, excuse me, that allows you to go to Christ consciousness. Now you are past the five basic destructive behaviors, and you can oscillate and vibrate on a higher level where you can assist other people with manifesting their needs. But you see, the problem is that there are four stages that are involved in the dark side of leadership. Stage number one, needs, which we're talking about. If you are a leader and those five needs that I just mentioned are not met, you are in trouble. The second thing that keeps leaders trapped in the dark side, traumatic events. So you grew up in a bad childhood. You have a bad, you know, a bad environment or whatever. If you are trapped inside of a traumatic event or a traumatic experience, as a leader, there is a certain level of risk that you ain't willing to take. Because anytime somebody says that trigger word, or anytime someone does that trigger behavior, bam, you go back into your cocoon. You go back into your shell. You withdraw. So as a leader, you cannot have no unmet need. You have to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As a leader, you know that God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. If God didn't give it to you, you're going to go get it. As a leader, you are a self-standing, single standing column of waveform energy. You are a total tachyon energy source. You don't have to go get energy. You are it. You don't pray to God. You pray as God. That's another study for another time. But number one, you cannot get out of the dark side of leadership if you got unmet needs. Number two, you cannot get into or get out of the dark side of leadership if you live in traumatic experiences or if you had one and you haven't embraced it and realized it, that God always blesses you before he breaks you. And so God gave you what you need. You have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. So that traumatic event has no power over you. In fact, that traumatic event that happened to you is your ticket to freedom. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Number three, you will stay in the dark side of leadership or your dark side of your giftedness if you feel that the unmet need is personal. That means that you have doubt. You don't believe God loves you. You believe that God has a vindiction. You believe that God is out to get you. You believe you're cursed. If you are cursed, if you feel cursed, you can't leave. Why? You got doubt. Fear, doubt, and unbelief keeps people from in the dark side. Number four, if you are a leader, you will stay in the dark side if you cannot compensate for the feelings of inferiority or failure. Let me say that again. You will stay in the dark side of leadership if you cannot compensate for feelings of inferiority and failure. Let me say that again. You will stay forever. I spent a long time on the dark side, brother. I spent a long time on the dark side, sister. I know a little something about what I'm talking about. So you have feelings of inferiority. You get around somebody. I mean, for the longest time, man, I couldn't look white men in the eye. I felt inferior. Why? My culture. I grew up in the deep South, Texas. You don't look a white man in the eye, homie. Them days is over. It's the understanding, my brothers and sisters, you got a feeling of inferiority, you can't leave. You got a feeling of failure, you can't leave. You in the dark side, you will stay in the dark side. Man, you better walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil. You better get some righteous gumption. You better put some sand in your boots. Leadership, my brothers and sisters, means that you are a self-containing system. Leadership means you got godliness plus contentment. Contentment means not needing outside assistance. The four things that keep you inside the dark side of leadership, number one, needs that are unmet. Number two, traumatic experiences that still control your behavior. Number three, fear, doubt, or unbelief. Number four, feeling of inferiority, feeling of failure. Those four things keep you pigeonholed in the dysfunctional leadership styles. And I am ending with this. There are five dysfunctional leadership styles that everywhere I go, when I talk to people, I see one of these five attributes in you. Because you're a leader, but you're still operating in the dark side. How do I know? I spent 40 plus years there, exhibiting all five dysfunctional behaviors. Number one, you are a compulsive leader. Number two, you are a narcissistic leader. Number three, you are a paranoid leader. Number four, you are a codependent leader. Number five, you are passive aggressive, hot, cold, up, down. You are dysfunctional. You are a bipolar leader. Oh, man, I know that one very well. There's a lot of bipolar leaders out there. And the reason that these five dysfunctions happen in leadership is because, my brothers and my sisters, leaders don't understand that the thing that was meant to kill you is actually the thing that's going to empower you. Count it all joy when you fall, not if. Problems have their own personality. Ever notice that a problem, when you are inside of a certain thing, your personality changes? When you are doing your dirt, your personality changes. When you're cheating, your personality changes. When you're smoking, your personality changes. When you're overeating, your personality changes. Whatever you're doing when you're in the dark side, it's a different personality than the one that you exhibit when you're on the good side. A compulsive leader feels the need to maintain absolute control. Number one, dark side of giftedness, compulsive behavior. Compulsive behavior, my brothers and sisters, means that I need to control every aspect of life and godliness in your life. See, a compulsive leader, he has a compulsive personality. So he leads himself and his organization and anybody that he comes in contact with through an extreme pursuit of perfection that ain't real, compulsive. A compulsive leader, again, is focused on his outward appearance. He needs the reassurance and the approval of authority of everybody else. He or she is a workaholic. They usually are what I call a moralist instead of a causalityist. Those are words I made up, by the way. A moralist, there may be words, but I just make them up. You know how it is. A moralist is somebody who thinks their morality is better than yours. Compulsive, number one. A compulsive leader is really an angry leader. Anytime you see somebody that is compulsive, control freak, they are scared chickens. So they are overcompensating. Number one, evidence that you are in the dark side of your gift, you are compulsive, you are controlling, you are not operating in reason and logic, you got unrealistic expectations, you're angry, you're resentful, you're rebellious, your attitude is saying my way or the highway, compulsive leader. Number two, narcissist, man, oh wow, been there. That means you're self-absorbed. The world revolves around you. You have an overinflated, highly opinion of yourself. You are what I call a exhibitionist. Not as in nudist, but as in you want to do what is called in the book of James, chapter 3, electionism. A narcissist leader is full of doubt. A narcissist is somebody that has no faith whatsoever. So that knucklehead is walking around trying to overcompensate with these grandiose ideals that are totally based upon fantasy. No fact, no science, all theory. A narcissist, now I know a little bit about narcissists, brother. Been there, done that. Like I told you, I know all these. I know the compulsive leader. Oh, man, been there, done that. Got two T-shirts. Narcissist, woo, man. I was there about 10 years. Number three, paranoid leader. Oh, man, been there, done that too. A paranoid leader, that fool is afraid of his own shadow. Anyone who undermines his leadership, who's stealing just a second of his limelight, he paranoid. He's a suspect of everybody. He's hypersensitive and he's secretive. He's not transparent. Why do you guys think I air out all of my dirty laundry? Why do you guys think I rat on myself? Why? I'm paranoid. So how do you destroy paranoia? Transparency. Tell everybody everything. Now you not nobody can use it. They're going to use it against you anyway. If people ain't got no dirt on you, they're going to make something up. So I just give them the at least if you're going to say something negative about me, at least make it true. Did I cheat on my wife so many times I lost count? Absolutely. Am I proud of it? I don't give a rip. It's in the past. Now, you can throw it around, but does it affect me? No, not any longer. So I got rid of that paranoid demon by making sure that everything that is suspicious and my hypersensitivity and my secretive and being jealous of gifted people. So now I surround myself with people that are way more talented than me. That spurs me. That motivates me. I'm not going to be paranoid because you got a gift. Hell, I got one too. My gift is shines just as bright as yours. I got a light too. So guess what? I'm going to polish my own light. And I'm going to stop looking at yours. Why am I going to be paranoid? Paranoid leaders have a hard time maintaining relationships. This is why I know a paranoid leader or somebody who's paranoid because they always got to take breaks. They got to why? They got to distance themselves from you. Because every time they start and stops in a relationship with you, they see your gift and it outshines theirs, at least in their head. They think it does. So you can always tell a paranoid leader because he come in, he say, yeah, I'm going to do this, bro. I'm with you, bro. Me and you till Jesus comes back, and then I'll be back next month. He's gone. Paranoid leaders, they got to exercise tight control over their own image, just like a compulsive leader, but a paranoid leader, he's a little different because a paranoid leader, he's afraid of relationships because he knows that if he does, he's going to be number four, codependent leader. Oh, wow. I know this one very well. You know, codependent leaders are enablers. They're nice people. See, a codependent leader, he seeks peace, love, kumbaya. He wants everybody to join hands and sing kumbaya together. Why? A codependent leader needs you to feed off of you. He's not proactive, he's reactive. He's codependent. He depended upon you, and you depended upon him. Codependent leaders are dangerous because codependent leaders are people who depend upon your dependency on them. So y'all depending on each other. Then y'all feed off each other. That means that the relationship never grows. You can never lead. You can never become more effective because y'all are happy being unhappy. You ever seen a couple? I was married for 25 years in my first marriage. Why? Both of us was codependent. We were both nice people. The worst thing you can do is get two nice people together. Neither one of them got the gumption to say what's on their mind. So both the people are going to pacify each other. They're going to co-depend. They're going to, I'm going to feed you and tell you the negative stuff you want to hear. You're going to feed me and tell me negative stuff you want to hear. Man, you better be very, very careful, brothers and sisters. You partner with somebody who always pacifies you. If you got somebody in your life and they never look you in your eye and tell you, get up, quit wallowing in the dirt. Why are you feeling sorry for yourself? If you don't have nobody in your life that can speak truth into your life, you need to exit stage left quick because you're going to wake up one day just like I did. 25 years of your life is going to be gone because you're with somebody who's a codependent. You dependent upon their emotional instability, and they dependent upon your emotional instability, and both of y'all are codependent. You see, at the heart of codependent leadership is a frustrated person that ain't got the gumption to get up and do something about it. They want to, they frustrated, they angry. You know you're not in love with this person. You've been married for X amount of years, but you hang out. Why are you hanging out with them if you don't like them? Why? I know why. Because the last one, passive-aggressive. See, a passive-aggressive leader is a bipolar leader. They want to demonize everybody else. One day they're passive, the next day they're aggressive. One day they lay back, the next day you see them, they're ready to take your head off. You don't know what you're going to get. See, a passive-aggressive leader, they have bursts and outbursts of intense emotion, and they can't control their behavior. Why? They're uncomfortable with being in their own skin. You know, a bipolar is actually, it's not really a disease. It's actually quite normal. But the difference is bipolar people can't control the outburst. Everybody got dual nature. We all do. Everybody on the planet is bipolar. People lie to you and tell you whatever. Now, yeah, you bipolar. You just understand how to control your cray-crayness so everybody can't see it. So a bipolar, a passive-aggressive leader, is a leader that hasn't learned how, again, to control his own bipolarness. Why? Procrastination. He's intentionally ineffective because he knows that if he becomes too effective, he actually has to deliver upon the expectations. A passive-aggressive bipolar leader understands that he sets the bar low so that way he can always achieve it. Excuse me. So this type of leadership, this type of leader, again, maintains control. At least he thinks he does, until that emotional outburst comes and he says something that he can't control. So those are the five types of dark-sided leaders. What are they again? Number one, compulsive leader. Control freak. He'd go 100 miles an hour. Number two, narcissistic leader, self-absorbed leader. He really hates himself, but he projects the image that he loves himself. The compulsive leader really is out of control, but he projects the image that he is controlled. Number three, a paranoid leader. A paranoid leader is scared of his own shadow. His life is based upon fear, doubt, and unbelief. He's paranoid. And so he's afraid that you're going to outshine him. That was number three. Number four, a codependent leader. A codependent leader doesn't have faith in his own ability, so he needs you. So he feed off of your inability. You feed off of his inability. So you got two enablers who enable themselves not to do jack. So nobody gets nothing done. Dark side, leadership. Again, 1, compulsive. 2, narcissistic. Paranoid. 4, codependent. 5, bipolar. Passive aggressive. This bipolar leader, because the bipolar leader is so emotional, his emotions, and the reason that he's so emotional, remember what we talked about earlier? Those 4 things that keep you inside of the dark side? Remember those 4 things? Number 1, your needs are unmet. Number 2, you've experienced a traumatic event. Number 3, you ain't got no faith. You're living in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Number 5, your destructive behavior is the result of an inferiority complex. You feel inferior to everybody else, so you lash out at everybody else. If those 4 things exist, it's going to force you to be a dysfunctional leader, compulsive or narcissistic or paranoid or codependent or bipolar, passive-aggressive. So how do you overcome the dark side, brothers and sisters? How do you overcome the dark side? Very, very simple. Always make sure you acknowledge denial of the existence of the dark side ensures the persistence of the dark side. Let me say it again. If you refuse to deal with the dark side, you will stay in the dark side. You have to stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. What does that mean? That simply means until the dark doesn't exist, until that need is met, you stay there. Remember the 5 needs. Whatever need, whatever itch that needs to be scratched is where you put all your attention. If you got an itch in your back and it's itching really bad, you're not concerned about nothing else except scratching your back. Excuse me. No difference with leadership and behavior. Whatever behavior, that old saying that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, or squeaky wheel gets all the oil, same thing. My brothers and my sisters, this stuff is really, really real. This stuff is really deep. I can go a whole lot deeper. But just make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you acknowledge that that there is an issue that I want to address or that could be holding me back, and you deal with it. Examine your past. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. Forgive yourself of all of the past traumatic events. Don't allow no traumatic event from your past to control your future. That past event, acknowledge it. It happened. Now what do? You use it as energy and power instead of poison. Your past will poison you, or your past will empower you. Which one are you manifesting today? Do you got poison or do you got power? Does your past poison or does your past empower? Today, brothers and sisters, you got a choice to make, poison or power. Choose ye this day how your past will affect you. My past used to poison me, and I had unrealistic expectations because of these past. So I could not project or propel. I could not achieve. I could not believe. And then I allowed myself, by the leading and guiding of the Ruach and the Pneuma of the Holy Spirit, to do something that I highly recommend that you do, to identify yourself in Christ. Your true identity in Christ, that's your purpose. When you get your true identity in Christ, your past is not a flaw. Your past is not poison. Your past is your power. Because you see that the Father blessed you before he broke you, and then he empowered you. When you see that you've been blessed, when you see that you've been broken, now you know that you've been powered. And it is this power, dunamis power, that when people see you, they will say, like they told Yahushua, isn't that the carpenter's son? Where does he get his authority? You get your authority because you hung out and you overcame the dark side of this neurotic behavior that we call our past. Brothers and sisters, it's very, very important that you allow your past to empower you instead of poison you. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you, my brother. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you, my sister. His name is Yahushua. Because the son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity.
Keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all.